Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton girls soccer coach, Susan Altemeyer. And Susan, thanks for chatting with us again today. Two wins this week, so that was good. This season coming down to a close. Just talk about the match against Oskaloosa and
Boynuva.
I guess, first of all, so we had to play on grass fields, and we're not accustomed to playing on those. So it doesn't seem like it makes a difference, but it does when you don't practice in grass and you're used to practicing on turf all the time. So we did our best to prepare for that. We did utilize the field that's next to the high school and kind of work through some of that. What comes along with that is we have a couple girls that have some injuries that they're getting over. Olivia Ross has a severely sprained ankle, and then Alex Jarvis has that knee injury that she's still attempting to work through. And with that uneven ground, it makes it a little bit tough to kind of mask those injuries, whereas on turf, it's very flat and even, so it's a little bit easier for them to push through those injuries. We had a slow start with Oski, but then we kind of picked up the pace and were able to get three goals out of Sophia Cody. So she had another hat trick for us. So saw those openings and took advantage of them, which was really good for our team's success. And then at Hoover last night, another kind of slow start. We were actually in the hole first, so they scored on us. What we thought was an offsides. When I say we, one of our players, so she stopped, and really we need to make sure that we're still playing to the whistle. And that is how they got the one goal that they did get. But then we were able to even it up. And then in the second half, we were on our side of the field on their side of the field most of the time, just could not get it in. We had some really great shots that just were a little bit off, and they worked very hard right down to the last second, but we just were not able to pull out that win. So it was a tie, which is unfortunate because I really think that they could have pulled out that win, but it just wasn't our day. You can do everything that you need to, and it still just doesn't work out for you.
As far as, you know, we've talked a lot about the freshmen, and I'm sure we're going to talk about them a little more here, but Alex Jarvis especially playing through that injury. Any kind of idea what percent she is right now?
As in health-wise? Yeah. I'm going to say probably 75% because with the leg, it's her leg that she does a lot of moving on. I mean, obviously use both your legs, but it tweaks it quite frequently, and it's very painful when it gets hit. And when she's trying to put the pressure to kick and clear that ball. So it has 100% affected her playing. Mm-hmm. However, she's still one of her stronger players in that position. And that's why she has been released to play. So we are playing her because she's still our best option at that position right now.
She's one of, I believe, five seniors. You also have Riley Plowman, Zoe Henry, also Abby Chance, and Delaney Williams. Talk a little bit about them.
So Delaney and Alex have been varsity starters for us all 4 years of their careers and have done a really, really good job. Delaney is kind of our saving grace is what we call her, because if there's a fast break, she's going to run down any player that might have gotten through and really track them down and play good defense so that they aren't getting an open shot on goal. So she has really carried this team off and on in that position to really make sure that those fast breaks are broken down so that they don't get a free shot on goal. Mm-hmm. Abby Chance has played in the back line for the last 3 years and does a really good job for us. She works very, very hard. She kicks all of her free balls and clears it out. And she is very much a team leader and is not afraid to talk out on the field to let people know what's happening where. Zoe Henry, she's gotten most of her time on the JV squad. However, she does come in on the varsity games when we need her, and when she does, she really does well for us and does exactly what we ask her to do. So we will miss all of those seniors next year because they've been an integral part of this team for the last 4 years.
Yeah, Riley Plowman, the other one.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. She is coming off an injury, and she's doing very well. As you can imagine, when you come off an ACL injury, there's a lot of mental things that you have to get through with that as well. And that's another hindrance when we play on grass. It's really kind of a scary thing because it is uneven.
Definitely.
Whereas she has a lot more confidence on that flat turf. So we're very proud of her coming back from that, though. She's given us a lot of support in her role on the field this season as well in her position.
Of course, we've already talked quite a bit about Sophia Cody just being on a tear, and also Abby Sibula back there. If I would have told you going into the season you're going to have a you know, a freshman is going to put 18 goals for you, and you're going to have that recruit that you pulled off mm-hmm. of the basketball yeah. team to play yeah. at the goalie, and she's going to lead the conference in saves by far, 125. The second place is like 90. Mm-hmm. That would have relieved a lot of stress for you going into the season, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have. However, I will tell you for Sophia Cody, I'm not surprised whatsoever. Yeah. So we offer up, when we do open gyms, we offer it up to the eighth grade class. Sophia Cody consistently came every time. She actually attended more than my regular high school players when she was an eighth grader, and then continued into her freshman year. Even while playing basketball, she came consistently to every open gym. Sophia also spends a lot of time outside of soccer practicing, so it does not surprise me mm-hmm. that she has seen this success. She's very competitive and really wants to do the best that she can. And then with Addie Sibula, yeah, we have been extremely excited and fortunate to have her. Very, very, very coachable. Now, is there still things she needs to work on? Definitely. But she has done everything that Addison Blom has asked her to do, and she's doing it well, and she's been a really good addition to our team.
Definitely. And Sophia seems to have a little chemistry going with one of your juniors, Olivia Ross. They've been
yes.
able to team up on quite a few goals this year.
Yes, they have. Like I said, Sophia can cross that ball, and Olivia is not afraid to use her head and get her body on that ball, and they really have worked very, very well together. So it makes me very excited for next year as
Definitely.
Well, because Sophia will have a little bit more experience under her belt at the high school level, and then Olivia being a senior, they should work even better together next year.
Well, you got one more regular season game at home against Pella Tuesday. Hopefully you have a big crowd for that, for the seniors, and then it's a postseason, and kind of your thoughts. You think the team's peaking at the right time?
I think they are. Like I've said through many of these interviews, we need to work on first touches and our passing. If we can get our first touches and our passings down, we are going to be even better than we are today. They're going to have to work really hard against Pella. I think they can be competitive if they want to come out and yeah. be competitive. And it's always kind of a competition with Pella, because they always have been one of our top competition in our mind, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, and we will be spending Monday preparing for that game.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for chatting with us today, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's, again, the Newton girls soccer coach, Susan Altmaier, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.